Sanderson, St. Helena, California, October 22, 1901. Dr. Sanderson, dear brother, the letter I send with this I wrote according to its date, but I did not send it, hoping to gain strength to see you and converse with you. One thing I am especially instructed to say to you. Your determination not to stand in a position unless you are first is the real cause of the lack of the qualifications which you need in order to enable you to stand at the head. Before you are a teacher, you must be a learner. Just as long as this egotism is cherished, you will not increase in that knowledge which you could gain if you were not determined not to humble yourself, as you suppose, to take a position under any other man. This spirit is not of Christ. The light of the body is the eye. If, therefore, thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If, therefore, the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Matthew 6, verse 22-23. My brother, will you take heed that the light that is in you be not darkness? God has told you by his servant that the light which you have cherished as light is darkness. The chief and highest happiness you can possibly find will come in humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, "The spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy"? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, "God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." James 4, verse 5, 6. Will you take heed to these words, written for your instruction and edification? The human spirit, born of selfishness, belonging to the unregenerate heart, which dwells in us, lusteth to envy, desiring the satisfaction of supremacy. This brings jealousy and envy, and has produced in you that warped condition that would not have existed had you been willing to be second until you have decided evidence of God's appointment to be first. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. Verse 7. Cast out that spirit which one who was jealous of Christ introduced into the heavenly courts. The trouble in heaven came because Lucifer, the angel of brightness, was not given the supremacy over Christ. I have seen this spirit working in several of the physicians who have come to the sanitarium, and I have set before them each what the outcome would surely be. These warnings have proven true, and if you had studied as a diligent student should, from cause to effect, you would have been much wiser in your estimate of yourself and your unchristian ambition. Seeing its sure result, you would have striven against it with all your power. The Holy Spirit, which God has given to dwell in our hearts, never leads to envy. Working by this Spirit, God gives more grace to all who humbly seek Him for strength and power to overcome their evil propensities. Wherefore He saith, "God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." Verse 6. He does not hear the prayers of the proud, the self-sufficient, who trust in themselves as capable of standing first. But he gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Verses 7-9. Instead of afflicting your souls because you cannot have the supremacy, humble yourselves before God. Cherish the spirit that dwelt in Christ. Learn of me, says the great teacher, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, verse 29. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. James 4, verse 10. You ought not to feel that you are superior to your brethren because you are not superior to them. You ought to feel your dependence on God. He gives you every blessing you enjoy. You are indebted to him for the gift of life. In boasting of what great things you can do, as though you were able of yourself to carry out your plans, you are deceiving yourself, for your ideas are contrary to the truth.
Thus saith the High and Holy One, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a humble and contrite spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth. For the spirit should fail before me, and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and smote him. I hid me, and was wroth, and he went on frowardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways, and will heal him. I will lead him also, and restore comforts unto him, and to his mourners. Isaiah 57, verse 15 to 18. If he will repent, I will convert him from the error of his ways. Thus he will be restored to my favor. Our God is a merciful God. Though heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain him, his chosen temple is the soul of the humble and contrite. And his peace and grace shine into the chambers of the mind and into the soul temple. Human beings are to live contrite lives before God. They are encouraged to hope in his mercy, for he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. As no outward privilege or position can secure to any man the spiritual blessings of God's covenant with Abraham, so no outward disabilities can debar any man from the blessings embraced in the covenant, if he complies with the conditions. Everywhere and in all ages of the world, it has been true that he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted of him. Name or position is of no real value with God. In and through Christ, Jew and Gentile are brought into one spiritual fold. This is the fulfillment of the covenant made with Abraham. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 12, verse 3. When men in responsible positions, pastors or physicians, trust in and exalt themselves and are self-seeking, devoted to their own private ends, the displeasure of God rests on them because of their neglect. That which ought to be done is not done because his ambassadors are not true to their trust. Those who might have been turned from error to truth, from self-indulgence to self-denial, become a prey to the destroyer. God looks on and sees that that which might have been done to prepare a people to stand in the day of the Lord has not been done. Hundreds have come and gone from this sanitarium, some of whom might have been decidedly influenced in favor of the truth, but who have been neglected. There is need of an element in the sanitarium that will regulate matters and bring in order and discipline. The work has long been done in a haphazard way, and God has been dishonored. There must now be a decided change. We need workers who will not think that it is below their dignity to be laborers together with God. I have many things to write to you, but I shall write no more today. My soul is drawn out for you, because you are going directly contrary to the revealed will of God. I am sorry for you, and I pray that the Lord will show you your blindness and the mistakes you are making. In love for your souls.